Our Navy skipper dipped the plane down to 500 feet, and there below, on glass-like water, but water strewn with wreckage and oil, was the Andrea Doria listing at a 45-degree angle and taking water by the minute. She was listing to starboard, the ugly gash in her side covered by the Atlantic. A couple of miles away was the Stockholm, her bow stove in, limping to port, her passengers watching from the forecastle. We made another pass over the Andrea Doria. Her three swimming pools were empty of water, empty the hard way, spilled into the ocean. Word came from the skipper that the Andrea Doria was done for in a matter of minutes, in his opinion. It was then a few minutes past 10 o'clock. On the next pass, the ship's list was at 50 degrees. Her funnels were taking water. Then down further at the bow, the boiling green foam increasing. 3 minutes later, the Andrea Doria settled gracefully below the smooth Atlantic, a terrible sight to see. A Navy commander had tears in his eyes. Nobody felt anything but an awful helplessness. There was one thing to be thankful for. The loss of life was not nearly as great as it might have been. At 10:09, it was all over. The Andrea Doria was gone.